It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Here's the list of teams, according to Woj, that Kyrie would consider as a part of a sign and trade. The Lakers, the Clippers, Stephen A's Knicks, the Heat, the Mavs, and the 76ers. None of those teams have cap space to sign him without the Nets' help. Meanwhile, Kevin Durant had this to say regarding Kyrie on his podcast. Quote, there's no involvement at all. Can't be involved with this. This is this man's livelihood. This is much bigger than me. Being a free agent is one of the most important times in your career. That can't be swayed by anyone else. Nothing can happen right now. I don't think he can make a decision on opting out until the 29th. So I'll just let things play out and see what happens. All right. Stephen A. If Kyrie leaves, should KD want out?
Yeah.
Okay.
And the reason that I feel that way, Kendrick Perkins, is because he never should have been there to begin with. He was going to the Garden. Then he ends up going to Brooklyn because of Kyrie. At the very least, Dolan would have helped him become a billionaire. Not that he's not on his way there anyway, but definitely if Dolan knows how to do one thing, it's going to get you, you're going to get some money being with the New York Knicks organization off the court. You definitely going to get that. New York is the brand. We all understand that. This is why Dolan gets away with being a pathetic owner that he is. This is why he gets away with what he gets away with. Because the fans are still going to pack the Garden, and the Knick brand is still worth billions. And as a result, he knows that the money is still going to come funneling in. He recognizes that, and that Kevin Durant, as far as I'm concerned, made a big mistake by not going. If you're going to go to New York, go to the Knicks. Now, I'm not here to celebrate the Knicks in any way. I'm disgusted with what I'm seeing. I'm not confident about it right now, the whole bit. But in all seriousness, I would tell you here's the number one reason why as well. Because Kevin Durant, you got to go someplace where there is leadership. You see, Sean Marks was never, I mean, what was his executive record before he arrived in Brooklyn? I like Sean Marks a lot. I'm very fond of him. Okay? Steve Nash never coached. Joe Tsai is a relatively new owner to the scene. Mm-hmm. Okay? So again, you got newness all over the place and no culture. No culture where you have to, where there's a foundation upon which you can stand and you have to breed and build off of. When I think about Kevin Durant and you say Miami, Miami's the perfect situation for him culture-wise. Why? Because Pat Riley runs the damn show. And Eric Spoelstra is his dude no matter what anybody says. And the rules and the culture and the standard that exists there, no one, not even the great LeBron James, is rattling that. That's what they stand on. And that is the kind of environment that is perfect for Kevin Durant. Because clearly, like, for example, look at what his quote just said, y'all. How could you think you don't have a right to have an opinion? How could you have nothing to say? This, yes, it is about Kyrie's life, mm-hmm. but it's also about yours. It's about your teammates. It's about your coach. It's about your organization that you are the face of and you represent. Everything that happens is relevant to you. So for you to have this attitude that you have absolutely nothing to say. No, Kevin Durant, like it or not, you are the face of the franchise. You're the best. You're elite. It comes with a responsibility, and he doesn't seem to want that. In Miami, he wouldn't have to have that. He would just have to play.
I agree. And the question was what, Molly?
If Kyrie leaves, should KD want out?
I think he should want out regardless. I think he should get far away from Kyrie Irving as possible. Even if he opts in, I think Kevin Durant should give him a taste of his own medicine and go about it his way. Because, look, I keep talking about this. When it comes down to Kyrie Irving and Kevin Durant coming to Brooklyn when they did, what was it, July the 4th, they made the decision in 2016, I believe it was, or 2017, one of those years. KD has been the most consistent. He's been the most for us, a guy committed.
Yeah.
And he's been the best thing that has happened to this organization. And when you see the organization not giving you the same energy, you see your quote-unquote brother not giving you the same energy. See, let me tell you something about the quote-unquote brotherhood of the NBA. See, the brotherhood is a type of deal where guys only want to preach it when it's convenient for them. You see what I'm saying? Or they could benefit from it. Oh, that's my brother right there, when it's time for them to benefit from it. But if it's the other way around, then all of a sudden, you know what? Oh, no, he's not part of the brotherhood. That's why, you know, when they talk this brotherhood for us in the NBA and things to that nature, sometimes I listen to it, sometimes I be sitting back saying, you a damn lie, and the truth ain't nowhere near you, when they talk about the brotherhood. So when I look at this situation, if I'm KD, I want out regardless if Kyrie stays or if he leaves.
It's interesting. When you watch, first of all, it's amazing that, and I don't blame KD for not saying this, Kyrie has betrayed him. Totally betrayed him. You coaxed him into coming to Brooklyn with you. You his brother. You riding with him 1,000% until you don't want to, for whatever reason that may be. And you left him hanging. Because you and I both know, you know this better than me because you're a former teammate of KD. KD ain't trying to have no drama.
No.
He might clap back on Twitter, whatever. But he just wanted, like he says on his Twitter account, I'm me. I'm trying to be chill and all this other, whatever the hell else he says. The point that I'm trying to make to you is all he wants to do is play. And he don't want to deal with none of this other stuff. But Kyrie forces him to because of his actions. And I'm going to say something else, too. Isn't it a legitimate discussion to be made that Kyrie Irving don't give a damn about championships? You won one with LeBron. You could have won more. You left. You left because you wanted to be the leader. You go to Boston, you got two young thoroughbreds in Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown. Talented enough for you to provide guidance to. They lose with you. They go to the Eastern Conference Finals without you. When you got hurt, you were still a member of the Boston Celtics. They got there without you. You look the Boston fans in the face and said, I'm happy to stay here if you'll have me. And then left like a thief in the night after you got bounced out of the playoffs by Milwaukee. You go to Brooklyn. Those 20 games before he got injured. Well, you got a lot of people that'll tell you, yeah, he was injured. But he was also making the claim, I ain't come here to play without KD. I came here to play with KD. So he wasn't enthusiastic about being on the court for so much without KD. And that's why he was sitting there and talking about that. The hell with the bubble, y'all. Don't participate in the bubble. That was one of the reasons. You come back, you take a two-week break after a 10-month hiatus because of the riots at the Capitol. KD has been more reliable than Kyrie, and KD tore his Achilles and was out 18 months. And he's more reliable than Kyrie Irving. And so what I'm saying to you is, when you've got that stuff going on, isn't it fair when you look at Kyrie now and he's talking about what he wants? We all know that if Kyrie steps on the basketball court, and he's committing himself 65, 70 games, 75 games, and he's out there balling on a night-in, night-out basis with KD, we all know they're a championship contender. You just tweak here and there, these brothers could win it all. That's how elite they are. Kyrie ain't think about that, because Kyrie think about Kyrie.
Yeah. I mean,
and that's what this is.
They had
and
the KD, second best odds to win
that
the
Kyrie
title.
Think about Kyrie, and KD has allowed it.
I wonder
so
what Ben Simmons
right.
is thinking right now, and James Harden.
Well, who cares?
James Harden must be happy that he got out.
Nobody cares about
nobody.
This
cares. What?
Okay.
No, nobody.
Relax.
No.
Relax.
That's not a relax. Ben said, let's be clear.
He's
no
going to play this season.
Come out. And when he plays, we'll care.
Okay.
But until Ben Simmons gets on the court.
He thought he was playing with KD and Kyrie.
Hold it. Until Ben Simmons gets on the basketball court, we don't give a damn what he has to say about anything basketball related. Whatever issues you may have, we wish you nothing but the best. Get better so instead of suing for your money, you can earn your money. Continue.
You are on one today.
I'm not on one. I'm just spitting facts. Everybody know I'm telling the truth.
Yeah.
Hey, Molly Karam here, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. We all know breakfast is part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any, and you know what happens. You grab a cup of coffee, you skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, even waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Come on. Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com. You've been very cranky to me all morning, Stephen A., so I put this in the show to make you happy. Your Yankees are on pace to be the best team ever. The Bombers scored 4 runs in the 9th, capped by a walk-off single by Aaron Judge to get a 7-6 comeback win, stunning the Astros. Yeah. Perfect timing as Judge and the Yanks head to arbitration today. And as far as long-term goes, the two sides have been unable to come to an extension thus far. Should the Yankees just pay Judge what he wants?
Well, listen, the way that he's balling, he's batting 304. He's leading the majors with 27 home runs. They've got the best record in baseball. I know the popular opinion is give him the money. Here's my issue, Kendrick Perkins, Molly. I'm all for giving you the money. It's the years that I got a problem with. If you telling me I got to commit to you for 10 years, hell no. You telling me I got to commit to you for 5 and I got to double the dollars, I'm good with it. Mm. It's the years I have a problem with, not the money.
All right, now to the draft where the Magic kick things off. Get this going by taking Paolo Banchero at number 1. It's the 4th Duke player to go number 1 overall under Coach K. 4 Dukies in total went in the first round last night. Meanwhile, Chet Holmgren became the highest drafted Gonzaga player ever in the modern draft era. He was picked 2nd by the Thunder, who haven't drafted an all-star since James Harden in 2009. Jabari Smith Jr. followed suit, becoming the highest drafted Auburn player since 1966. He went 3rd to the Rockets, whose all-star drought surpasses OKC's. Their last future all-star, you ask? Yao Ming, 2002. Stephen A., a lot of great talent last night. Deep draft. Which team won it?
I just think that I got to look at the Detroit Pistons.
Oh, yeah.
With Ivy, with Durin and these boys. They got some young talent. And this kid, Ivy, I wanted the Knicks to get him so bad. Mm-hmm. He's special. He really, really is. And I'm not saying that he's that dude, the Dwayne Wade type Kendrick Perkins, because I didn't see him that much at Purdue. But what I will tell you is that when I envision him with Cade Cunningham, I think they drafted him because they believe he could potentially be that kind of player. Because he's 6'4". So you're a tweener. You're not really, you're usually shooting guards like the Kobe Bryants of the world and others, God rest his soul. We're big at around 6'6 or so. He's not that tall. He's not that big. But I think that he can grow even more. I think that definitely he's got the athleticism. He's got the fire. He wants it bad, and you could see it. And I think that him with Cade Cunningham, it could be some special things developing in Detroit. Think Isaiah Thomas and Joe Dumars with Vinny the Microwave Johnson coming off the bench in their title days and stuff like that. When you talk about Cade Cunningham with Ivy, yep. I think they got the potential. And this kid, Durin, is a rim protector, and I think he's incredibly athletic, and I think he's got a lot of potential, and everybody's been raving about him. So I'm going to go with the Detroit Pistons.
You know what? I really don't want to disagree with you. I think Troy Weaver and the Detroit Pistons did a hell of a job.
Yes.
And actually, Troy Weaver got what he really wanted, because last year he was torn between the two of taking Cade Cunningham and Jalen Green.
That's right.
People thought that Cade Cunningham was the clear-cut number one when that wasn't the case.
No.
Troy Weaver loved Jalen Green and was high on Jalen Green.
I did too.
So when you look at Ivy, I'm not saying that he is Jalen Green, but he's somewhat of that version. When you think about his explosiveness, his athleticism, finishing around the basket, reminds me a little bit of Ja Morant, right?
I'll tell you this. I think Ivy has the potential to be the point, too. He can play some point, obviously, right? Because that's what he came to do in the college. But he can play both. I think Jalen Green is strictly a 2.
Yeah, I agree.
Right.
I agree.
Playing back downtown, built up that city. It's good. I just want to say one thing really quick. A lot of people thought the Detroit Lions won the NFL draft as well. No, I'm serious. They did.
When you've been at the bottom, is no.
Okay, you guys can
the only way you could go.
Happy for the city of Detroit. Things are turning around. Right? Don't look at me.
Sam Presti did his thing last night. I'm telling you this straight up. Taking Chet Holmgren at the number two pick great pick, right? Mm-hmm. You talk about when you add him to SGA and we forget about the rookie that he had in Josh Giddey, right? You have your core. And then the most important thing that he did last night was he acquired wings, right? With the 11th pick, my guy Asume Jang from the Breakers, okay? Then he acquired with the 12th pick, Jalen Williams from Santa Clara. Both of these guys could flat out play. So when I look at the league and I look at the direction that the NBA is going, mm-hmm. the most important position in the NBA is what, Stephen A. and Molly?
For me.
The wing position, right? And you don't want cook wings. I said this last night on the draft. You don't want cook wings. Not those wings the Lakers had, those old cook wings that's been out all night on the stove. You want the fresh wings, the raw wings that got the seasoning on them, that's sitting in the sink, that's waiting to go into the oven.
I'm not surprised at all that you're mentioning a food analogy, but go ahead.
Yeah, that's fine. Mm-hmm. That's the wings you want, right? And that's what Sam Presti got later on in the draft after he got the guy that he really wanted. So when I look at the Oklahoma City Thunder, look, they made a little noise last year. And I'm not saying noise for us making the play-in, but they knew every team knew when healthy that they had a battle to face when they faced the Oklahoma City Thunder. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm looking at this ball club, and I actually think they're going to make the playoffs.
I have a problem with you. You're not wrong. I'm not disagreeing, but I don't like it. And I'm going to tell you why. I want to let the world know, and I said this on ABC last night, Sam Presti's a hell of an executive, hell of an executive. His evaluation of talent and the talent he has accumulated throughout his career as an executive in Oklahoma City is phenomenal. No question about it. But what I don't like about it is when you're going to close the deal, KD, Westbrook, you, Ibaka, Reggie Jackson, Paul George, Victor Oladipo, Carmelo Anthony, James Harden, and there are no chips to show for it. At some point in time, I understand 10, 15 years, I get it. You build a franchise, you build a culture, I get all that. But damn. Can I get one chip? One? Is it really just about being competitive? Is it really just about showcasing your eye for talent? Don't you need to hire the right coach? Don't you need to make sure that you put it all together to give me one chip? One? All I'm saying is, again, I don't want the audience to confuse what I'm saying. Sam Presti is great at what he does in terms of talent evaluation and building a roster. All I'm trying to say is that there are plenty of people who will, if you had the freedom to, dare I say, tank seasons, accumulate talent through the draft and other measures, all right, and you had that freedom because you knew you had job security, you'd make a lot of those decisions too. That's not to take away from the fact that he did it, just like you can't take away from Phil Jackson. Just because you just because you had Jordan and Pippen doesn't mean that you should be discredited because you won with them. The fact of the matter is you got it done. And you had Kobe and Shaq, you got it done. What I'm saying about Sam Presti is, damn, you're great. You really, really are. But can I get a chip one of these days?
But Stephen A.,
I get a chip?
I understand, but it's not that easy.
I didn't say it is.
And I understand, right, he should have some of the blame. But we got to think about the long game. And we got to think what happened and
which he does.
Right, and we got to think on what happened and what transpired.
Okay.
Right? First time the Thunder go to the finals, thinking they're going to bring everybody back, James Harden had different plans. Right?
Yeah, but you didn't want to pay him $4 million.
No, James Harden.
Ownership.
James Harden wanted his own team.
I know that.
You know them guys from the Olympics, LeBron James and D-Wade, convinced him to go to Houston because they told him he needed to go have his own team and he was never going to flourish under Russell Westbrook and Kevin Durant. That's the truth behind the whole situation.
I know that's right.
Okay, so good. He went and did that. All right, you look at Paul George and you look at the Russell Westbrook. See, this is the thing that you brought up earlier that you have to be careful of. Kawhi Leonard is a guy that's not to be trusted.
Oh, I know.
When it comes
health-wise, okay, he will miss games.
No.
He'll miss games.
But no. It's not just about health. It's about loyalty. So when you were talking about earlier today about him and Paul George being boys and the Kyrie Irving situation.
You're right.
Don't put nothing past Kawhi Leonard.
I totally agree with that.
Okay.
I totally agree with that. Yes.
So you know he went behind Russell Westbrook back. Had those conversations with Paul George, which eventually got Paul George up out of
there. That is true.
All right, cool. Now, all of a sudden, Sam Presti went to Russell Westbrook and said, hey, man, I'm not trying to waste any of your valuable years. What do you want to do? He granted him his wish. He moved on.
Yeah.
He moved on from Russell Westbrook and sent him to Houston with James Harden. And then here's the thing, Stephen A. You come on here every single day and you talk about going to L.A., you talk about going to South Beach.
True.
You okay with going to San Francisco because you and your relationship with Joe Lacob and how much you love Steph Curry and how much they love you down there. They were screaming your name, right? But my point
they
is.
They scream my name every
But my go point ahead. Is, no one is screaming to go to Oklahoma City, listen, right?
But wait a minute.
No, free agents.
Listen to me. I know. Kendrick Perkins, I specifically said, you're not wrong.
Right.
What I said was, at some point in time, I got a right, if you accumulate all that talent, to show me one chip. I'll give you a perfect example. I'm a beat writer in Philadelphia. I'm covering the great Larry Brown, who's been coaching in the ABA and then the NBA since the early 70s,
mm-hmm.
Okay? Larry Brown had an impeccable reputation. He's considered Mr. Fix-It wherever he went before he arrived with the Knicks. Don't get me started. See the contamination. See how you get infected and all of that stuff. But before he arrived with the New York Knicks, everywhere he went, teams got better.
Right.
It's Indiana. It's Philadelphia. You know what I'm saying? Detroit was knocking on the door, but they didn't get over the hump until he got there, whatever. Larry Brown had this reputation as Mr. Fix-It. And as a guy who knows him personally,
mm-hmm.
very close to Larry Brown, I know for a fact that this man, for years, never gave a damn, literally never gave a damn about winning it all. What he cared about was making sure you improved and you were better every day, every month, every year. That's all he cared about until all this noise kept being made about the greatness of Phil Jackson. And he's like, if I had the squad, I could do that too.
Mm-hmm.
So he leaves Philadelphia. Joe Dumars gets him to Detroit. And he wins the chip his first year and takes them to back-to-back NBA Finals appearances. And if Rasheed Wallace, my brother, doesn't forget to cover Robert Horry in the left corner in game 5, they'd have won that series probably in 6 games as far as I'm concerned. But they ended up losing. My only point, they lost in 7 games. My only point in saying that is when you're that great, as great as Sam Presti has been, there does come a point where we need to look at you and go like this. Can you close the deal? Because that's what we're asking from your contemporaries.
Mm-hmm.
What we're asking for from them is, can you close the deal? And so if we're going to ask it of players, and we're going to ask it of coaches, and we're going to ask it of other executives, why does Sam Presti get to get away with being celebrated when you've got all of this talent and you've never closed the deal?
You know,
that's all I'm saying. He's great. He's a phenomenal executive. He deserves all the money he's getting. All I'm saying is, Sam Presti, can I get one chip?
Okay, well, look. No,
one.
No. You know what? You have a valid point. All I'm saying is, give him 3 or 4 more years.
Okay.
Because everybody bailed on the city, on the organization. And, Stephen A., you know like I know, people, free agents, are just not knocking on the door trying to go to the Thunder.
I understand.
And, by the way, a first-class organization.
Okay.
Brought to you by the Capital One Venture X card. Earn unlimited 2x miles on everything you buy and turn everyday purchases into extraordinary trips. Plus, receive premium travel benefits, like access to over 1,300 airport lounges and a $300 annual credit for bookings through Capital One Travel. Unlock a whole new world of travel with a Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
What are we going to do with the Knicks now, Spike? What are we looking for?
That's why we pray.
Just play. I mean, that's all.
Lord have mercy.
Please, Lord have mercy. Let's get it right.
Lord have mercy.
When two stand in agreement, they say God's present. But Stephen A., your prayer is not answered yesterday, but you said something earlier in the show that really got me.
Okay.
You said the New York Knicks are worse than the Dallas Cowboys?
Yeah.
Wow.
There's no way around it. Wow. I wish there was.
It's pretty harsh.
I'm a fair-minded person. I got to be fair. The Dallas Cowboys last won a Super Bowl in 1995. Mm. The New York Knicks haven't won an NBA championship since 1973. In the game of football, you need offense, you need defense, you need special teams, you need a head coach, you need coordinators. In basketball, give you two great players. And you got a chance. And in a sport like basketball, where all you need is a couple of great players, and you can find yourself competing for a championship, the New York Knicks haven't been able to get over the hump since I was 5 years old. Kendrick Perkins, you weren't born yet. Molly, you weren't born yet. Most of my producers and staff here at First Take, not that they're my staff, they work for ESPN, not me. They do a phenomenal job. Most of them weren't even born yet. That's the last time the New York Knicks won a title. And as we sit here today in the year 2021, a couple of seasons removed from we here and being excited about a playoff victory at the Garden, not a playoff series victory, a playoff victory at the Garden, considering the fact of the level of ineptitude we've been subjected to, here we are again, as moribund and as lethargic and as uninspiring as ever. The New York Knicks, ladies and gentlemen, have some of the highest, if not the highest, ticket prices in the NBA. The New York Knicks, ladies and gentlemen, in the last 21 years have had four winning seasons. In the past 21 years, they've gotten out of the first round of the playoffs once. One time. You have an owner who is less of an adult than teenagers, literally pushing to get 14-year-olds thrown out of Madison Square Garden because they said for him to sell the team. And he was accusing them of being disrespectful. He don't bother the Rangers. He leave them alone. You see what I'm saying? They just lost, okay, in the playoffs. But he don't bother the Rangers, but he bothers the basketball people. And then he goes out after one inept move after another. He gives us hope because he hires Tom Thibodeau. He brings in my brother Worldwide West. He retains Scott Perry. You got guys like Kenny Payne and others on the bench who we respect. And Leon Rose, pretty decent agent, not oblivious or ignorant about the game of basketball. But you have to have an individual, Kendrick Perkins, that's the face of the franchise and looking forward to it. You can't duck, weave, and hide with such cowardice. You can't be so damn scared to stand up in front of the people and express what the vision of the franchise is and what you're going to do moving forward. Leon Rose addressed the media last September. No one saw him again in terms of media, talking to the media, until April. And when he talked to the great, phenomenal Mike Breen, the Hall of Famer that is Mike Breen, do you know that was for James Dolan's own network? Not ESPN, not Fox, not somebody else. James Dolan's own network. So you can manipulate questions and stuff like that, and you don't really have to be interrogated. This is what James Dolan does, and then to cap everything off. a professional franchise in the media capital world like the New York Knicks takes us back to college. You want Jalen Brunson, what do you do? Julius Randle, okay, Mr. Sensitive. You need a man with sensitivity. That's what they say, right? That's what the hell the New York Knicks had, because this brother got all sensitive because the crowd was booing him, all right? But then the offseason arrives. You live in Dallas, so you at the game. Allen Houston with you. World Wide West is with you because you looking at Jalen Brunson. This ain't Kentucky. And then what you do, you go out. Rick Brunson deserved to be an assistant coach in the NBA years ago. Did a good job in high school as assistant coach before. He's a good brother, knows basketball. I'm happy for him. But you hire the father of the free agent to be you're trying to get to the New York Knicks a month ahead of time? Rick Brunson, if you hired him last year, if you hired him the year before, whatever, we got no problems with this. But hiring him last month looks very collegiate, if I dare say. And last but not least, the president of the New York Knicks, I'm sure his son will be a great agent. I'm not throwing any shade on his son whatsoever. Wish him nothing but the best, okay? He is Jalen Brunson's agent. This ain't Kentucky. It's bad. And I'm quite sad. And how much you want to make a bet? They'll probably raise ticket prices again.
You know what? I just have a few questions for you. I only see one thing that gets under your skin and drive you crazy, and that's the New York Knicks. My thing is, if this is the only thing that disturbs your peace, why the hell do you not walk away from it? Just walk away from it and be done. Like, you talked about me, and you said,
Don King, as the great promoter, boxing promoter Don King once said to me, from your lips to God's ears, I think I'm going to think about that. I think I'm going to think about that. I mean, I'm devastated by they continue to disappoint me and New York Knicks fans. And it's hard for us because I've been a New York Knicks fan all my life, just like I've been a Yankee fan all my life. When it comes to baseball and basketball, those are the only two teams I've ever cared about. Anything else is about my locale and the quality of basketball. Golden State's quality of basketball, L.A., Miami, obviously different reasons.
But, Stephen, let me point something out to you when you look at the Jalen Brunson part of it, right?
He can play.
Listen, Jalen Brunson is not a guy. He's not a Kevin Durant. We know that. He's not a Giannis Antetokounmpo. And I'm not talking about his size. I'm talking about that type of player that's going to affect the game.
Yes.
But what he do bring to the table is he brings more of an attractive place for other free agents to want to come play at. Right? So if you look at
about that?
Yeah, because when you look at the Knicks now, and just think, if they add a Jalen Brunson and they have a R.J. Barrett, and maybe they could, you know, just build with those two to acquire another superstar caliber player, all of a sudden you're moving in the right direction.
Are you ready for this? I got a new nickname for the New York Knicks. You know what it's called?
What?
Southpaw Central. All these damn lefties. Dudes that's going left no matter what. We had R.J. Barrett and Julius Randle, and now we added Jalen Brunson to the mix. Southport Central. That's what they are. They're going to hit you with the left. They're going left. Okay? Now, Jalen Brunson can ball, and I get all of that. But what I'm saying to you is that, listen, it's no disrespect to him. I want him to be a New York Knick. I want him to get paid. But when you talk about the arduous task that you put forth to acquire a dude, you expect it to be somebody more significant than Jalen Brunson. That's all I'm saying. Yep. There's no knock against him. I want him to come to New York. I wish him well. But let me tell you something. How do you know Mark Cuban ain't going to file tampering charges? But how do you know that? How do you know that this ain't going to become some drama? Because, I mean, we don't know this.
We don't know.
We don't know this. You see what I'm saying? But it's not this clean.
But what we do know is that the New York Knicks are trying. They're trying.
Wow. So I'm supposed to sit here. You asking me to sit here and to be ecstatic that the New York Knicks are trying. They're giving effort. They're giving effort. I mean, we ain't there. We ain't seen Leon Rose but once in September. How we know he's trying? How we know? We don't know what the hell. They live in a really posh lifestyle, you know what I'm saying? I mean, how we know what they doing? And oh, by the way, are you sure Jalen Brunson will want to leave Luka Doncic and the Dallas Mavericks, who just acquired Christian Wood? And I'm sorry, that's a vital piece that they acquired.
Gotta go.
Dallas could compete for a championship.
Well, maybe Kyrie the second option.
I don't know if New York's the mecca of basketball anymore.
Hey,
I'm Molly Karam, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. Have you ridden an electric bike yet? Well, you need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to more exploring time outside on their bikes. So they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range for up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome. So you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting lectricebikes.com. That's lectricebikes.com. Perk, if Kyrie leaves, should the Nets or KD be more frustrated? What do you think about that question?
The Nets.
Yeah.
And I would say KD, but I'm going to say the Nets. You know why? Because they gave up so much. They gave up so much when you look at giving up, you know, breaking up their core before they had Kyrie Irving and Kevin Durant, giving up Caris LeVert and Jared Allen, you know, things to that nature. And then all of a sudden, you trust not only Kyrie Irving, but you trust Kevin Durant to come in and to make this thing work, because him and Kyrie Irving supposed to have that somewhat called brotherhood, and they think that Kevin Durant could actually hold Kyrie Irving accountable, and now here you are, right here. This is where you at, losing both of them at stake.
This whole thing is wild. When you think about James Harden was there, we had the big, like, everything. It's just crazy, the NBA right now.
Yes.
Kendrick Perkins is 1,000% correct. Nobody should be more frustrated than the Nets organization. They have been made to look very, very bad. They didn't want Kyrie, but they were willing to take Kyrie to get KD because KD is the best in the world. And so because they were willing to take KD, KD was like, I want my brother Kyrie with me. Kyrie comes there, knows that he has KD's backing, and we don't need a coach. We don't really need a coach. So you hire a coach with no experience whatsoever. Not to knock Steve Nash. I think he's improved every single year, and I think that he's elevated himself into being a good coach, and I think he'll get even better and better. But the reality is you are listening right now to a black man who is incredibly proud of the fact that 15 of the 30 coaches in the NBA are African-American. I will remind y'all, at the time that Steve Nash got the job, that was not the case. At the time that Steve Nash got the job, there were riots and stuff going on in the streets of America because of the George Floyd murder and thereafter. You had a lot of stuff that was going on, and we looked at the Pro League, particularly the NBA, and we said in the year 2019, 2020, look at the paucity of African Americans that are not having the opportunity to coach. We looked at it in the NFL. We looked at it in college football. We looked at it in a variety of places, and two of the most outspoken brothers in terms of KD and Kyrie, they endorsed a dude in Steve Nash that had never coached on any level. When Mark Jackson, who starred in Brooklyn in high school, at St. John's University, who's a Queens, New York native, you didn't support him. Ty Lue, who won a championship with LeBron in Cleveland, and Kyrie there as well, you didn't sign off on him, but you signed off on Steve Nash. And so you look at it from that perspective, and then obviously they dealt with all of that. So then you're Sean Marks and you're Josiah, and you renege on your own standards. First saying you all in or you all out when the whole New York City mandate came to be, but then you switch gears. And that wasn't the case, and you modified your position because KD needed some help because he wasn't getting that much help. All of this stuff, the Nets organization has been let down because they expected better leadership and didn't get it. Mm.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code FIRSTTAKE and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to gamble responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. This U.S. promotional offer not available in D.C., Mississippi, North Carolina, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369 for New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. For West Virginia, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. First bet offer for new customers only. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
All right, Stephen A., draft night fashion. Nobody does it better than the NBA. Let's get this party started. We'll run through a couple looks. What do you think of this? Let's get the number one overall pick, Paolo Banchero. Let me see that purple suit. You're up first.
I got to admit, you know, when you look at his shoes and, you know, all of this stuff that he got on the suit, I mean, it was very unique. You want to stand out. The purple. I'm not down with these big chains that these brothers be wearing.
I actually feel the exact same way. I like the suit.
I like the suit, the sneakers.
The color, bling.
What's
up with those chains?
And I would have like, and stop trying to be, don't follow D-Wade with his Capri self, okay? No. Put on some damn socks.
You don't like ankles?
No.
But it's hot out.
Do you like what?
Ankles? For what? I mean, because wear some socks. But I like the suit and the sneakers.
Jabari wasn't happy last night, obviously wanted to go number one. This is a really clean look.
Nah, that was sharp.
Polished.
Yep.
And the stuff on the interior looked really, really nice.
Nice and sexy.
He looked like a businessman.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yep. So, and not only that, he's coming to handle business, so I thought it was appropriate. I mean, obviously, you're looking for dudes to step out a little bit more, but I had no problem with that.
No, it's classic. Timeless. All right, next we got Jalen Duren rocking the three. I love this one. I love this one, but it's the same thing, and I don't know if it's just me getting older. I'm not a huge fan of the giant chain. If it was just like a regular white gold platinum Cuban link, that's fine. I just don't like the big pendant.
But I will tell you, the suit is sharp.
It looks great.
And the vest is better than the vest that Jabari. I wish Jabari had on that vest. Like that way to come instead of rounding.
No, but that was a different look.
Yeah.
You know?
I have to realize though, right? The chains being iced out, that's part of the culture, Bobby.
I understand that.
This is new. We saw
like
it in NFL.
Bulky, and right. It takes away from
Let's get to Tari Eason.
Okay.
And then you can comment on it.
See, right there, that's appropriate. That's appropriate. What he got going on, how he did it, you know, with the, I don't know, is that a button up turtleneck? No, I'm serious. What is
it's
that?
It's collared. Like, it's collared.
But cool. But that was appropriate.
Let me tell you what I didn't like about it.
What?
I think the chain works great without that.
That's what I just said. You don't have to listen to anything I said. I said the Cuban link without the pendant.
Okay.
We got to ask RC what that is.
You have to have the piece and chain. The two goes together. Piece and chain.
Okay.
Piece and
you
chain.
Haven't been wearing your piece and chain.
I've been in my suit and tie a lot.
I think the wife told him something about that. She said, I want to see that. I want to see the tie more. We know the wife got it. You know the wife. She got control. You know what I'm saying? You know, that's how it goes. You know, women tell us what to do. We understand. And nobody tells people what to do more than you. So we know that.
I just want to sit here and make this really awkward.
Goodbye, Molly.
Because that's the mood I'm
Goodbye,
in right
Molly.
Now.
Goodbye, Molly. See you in a month.
Extremely awkward for the next 13 seconds. No, the guys crushed the fashion, but more importantly, it was great seeing their lives change for generations.
Congratulations.
To come. Yes. Incredible event. You guys were great in the coverage, and we'll see you in a few weeks.
There goes the beach, Molly. Go swimming.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric E-Bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's LECTRIC ebikes.com.